Hello out there, Main Menu listeners. This is the under-the-weather voice of Steve Metzera, here today to talk to you about backup. Very simply put, the key to any data disaster recovery strategy. Backing up your files can be easy, it can be quite hard, but it's got to be done. Over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the when, the why, the how, and the what of a backup plan, and hopefully help you to begin to formulate one of your very own for use on your very own computer today. Now, backup plans generally consist of four components: what to back up, how to back it up, in other words, what medium should files be backed up to, when to back it up, how frequently, and where to store the backups once they've been made. We'll talk about each of those in this program, and in future programs, we can go into depth and tell you how to use off-the-shelf software to accomplish most of, if not all of, these tasks. The first item is what to backup. That question is probably the hardest question to answer of the four. Everybody thinks that a backup strategy, including all files on your computer, is the only way to go, and you should only back up everything you own every time you back up, etc., etc. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's because the files on your computer really fall into two classes. The first class are files that you can easily replicate or recover without undue hardship. These files include, but are not necessarily limited to, installation program disks, CD-ROMs, and other such media. The other class of file on your computer are files that you have keyed in or downloaded and may not be able to recover without incurring undue hardship. These files are the prime meat of a backup strategy, and these are the files that we will focus on in this future discussion of formulating a backup strategy. Let me just also say that there is nothing better than having a good backup of every file you own. But if time and budgetary constraints do not allow this, there are certainly ways around it. They make things more inconvenient, but it does allow it to be possible for you to have an effective backup strategy and not necessarily have a copy of every single file, every program, every DLL, everything on your computer that you own, because some of them, with just a little bit of effort, you can recreate yourself. For example, I'm sure tucked away in your desk drawer, you have a copy of Windows 95 or Windows 98 installation software. Okay, those files don't need to be backed up. But there are some files in Windows that change on a regular basis that do need to be backed up. We'll talk about them in a couple of minutes. I'm sure also on your computer you probably have installation archives, zip files, or RAR files, if you use that archiver, of various programs that you've installed over the years. Some of these programs you can probably download again from the internet once your computer gets up and running after a disaster recovery. These files are the ones that you don't necessarily need to back up. It would be good if you had them, but they're absolutely not essential, 100% essential, for a good backup strategy. What is essential for a good backup strategy are things you created by hand, for example, things that you've typed in, or scanned in, or imported into your computer in some way, that you cannot get back. For example, if you keep a journal, if you archive photographs, if you archive sound clips, that you cannot reclaim or recreate. Those are the kind of files that are your first line of backup. Now, how about the how? How do you back something up? Well, does backing something up mean running a program called backup? It could. Does backup mean going out and buying expensive tape equipment? It could. Does backup mean going out and investing in zip disks and zip drives? It could, but it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to because most of what you're going to back up is relatively small, unless, of course, we're talking about large data files and business plan backups, which is another matter altogether. Most of what you'll be backing up is small, and you can probably wind up backing it up to floppy diskettes and storing the floppy diskettes somewhere away from your main computer system, which we'll also talk about when we get to the where portion of our program. But for now, let's get back to the how. How to back up. There's a very inexpensive little utility. As a matter of fact, it's free for most purposes. It's called WinZip. If you don't have a copy of WinZip, I urge you to go to www.winzip.com and get yourself one. Because WinZip will probably be the first program you'll use in your backup strategy plan to put your backup sets together. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. WinZip has three great features which make it ideal for use as a backup generator. The first feature it has is it's able to write to floppy diskettes until they are full and then ask you for another one and another one and another one and another one until your backup is complete. The second feature is, of course, its compression capability, which means that files go in, they're smaller, they're stored in smaller pieces, and then when you need to reverse the process, it expands, WinZip expands the file, and you have your original data back. This, by the way, is known as a lossless compression. A lossless compression. That means there is no loss for when the data goes in and when you go in and get the data back out again. Unlike other programs that have lossy compression, WinZip is a lossless file compression program. And that's good because, of course, you want exactly what you put into it when you want to get it out. You don't want a spreadsheet with a couple of cells missing. You don't want a word processing document with a paragraph missing. You want the whole thing. So, as far as I'm concerned, WinZip is your man. The third capability that WinZip has, which is essential for use in a backup plan, is it has the ability to examine what is called the archive bit. Now, in addition to all the normal information about a standard Windows file, the file name, extension, date and time it was created, last modified, etc., etc., there are a handful of extra bits, which you may have heard about. One is the read-only bit, which, when set, does not allow you to change the file. One is the hidden bit, which, when set, causes the file not to show up in a directory listing. One is the system bit, which pretty much is the same thing as the hidden bit, except that in certain circumstances, Windows recognizes files with the system bit set and treats them differently. And the fourth bit, the bit that we're interested in talking about, is the archive bit. The archive bit gets set every time you create or modify a file. And that includes whether you do it or whether Windows does it. Every time a file is created or modified on your computer, on any disk or diskette, or anything where a file can be created, that bit gets set. And that tells other programs, hey, this file is fresh, it's new, it needs backing up. Please back it up. And that's basically what the archive bit is used for. The Windows backup program reads it, and happily so does WinZip. Winzip comes along, sees this bid is set, and if you told Winzip to behave in this manner, it will copy all files whose archive bits are set, and you don't ever have to worry about it. All you have to do is worry about running Winzip. And we're going to get to that in the next phase of our four-part backup strategy, the when. When to do your backups using Winzip or any other utility. Well, that kind of depends on you. How often do you modify files on your computer? Do you modify them daily? Do you get a lot of emails with a lot of attachments? Well, whether they have attachments or not. Some email programs store email messages as one message per file, one file per message. Some programs use a database storage strategy, which cuts down on file handles. There's lots of different strategies for storing email on your system. The question is, are you a big email user? Do you like to keep your email? Well, then if I were you, I would think about a daily or maybe thrice weekly backup strategy. Not a big user? Well, maybe a weekly strategy. A weekly backup plan would be good for you. Only use your computer once in a while? Hardly ever download anything? Not a big emailer? Just pretty much use your computer for volatile stuff? Stuff that comes in, you use it and throw it away? Then maybe a monthly backup plan is good for you. Only you would know the answer to this question, because only you know how you use your computer. And this is very important, because if you don't back up enough, you may miss some critical changes to files, and you may want to get the files back when those changes took place. If you back up too often, you'll be wasting time and floppy disks for no reason. And if you back up incorrectly, and you back up files that don't need backing up, see above, you'll be wasting time and media. So it's very important that you sit down and you think about it for a few minutes. Just how exactly am I using my system? Am I a heavy user? Am I a medium user? Am I a light user? Am I somewhere in between? Do I need to even bother with backup? Of course the answer is yes. What would you do if one day you came into your computer area and turned it on and all it did was say click and nothing happened? Well, you'd want to make sure you had some backups of some things. One of those things would be the Windows Registry. The Windows Registry is a pair of files located on your boot disk that contain information about every program you've ever registered and lots of information about settings that your computer has for your operating environment. If you wonder how Windows quote-unquote knows certain things that it seems to quote-unquote know about your operating environment, it probably comes from the registry, and it's probably a real good idea to make regular backups thereof. This is easily done if you use the WinZip reading the archive bit backup strategy, which we'll talk about how to implement in depth and detail in our next program. Can't do everything in 15 minutes, and hopefully my voice will be a little bit better at that time as well. The last thing I'd like to talk to you about is the where of a backup strategy. We've talked about what to backup, when to do it, what tools to use, or what media to use, and now we need to talk about what to do with the backups after you make them. Do you stick them in your back pocket and sit on them and break the diskettes? Of course not. Do you keep them in your desk drawer underneath your keyboard? Also, of course not. Why not? Because your desk drawer might as well be the same thing as your computer. Things that could happen to your computer can also happen to your desk drawer. They can be robbed. Desk drawers can be broken into and have things taken from them. There could be environmental damage. What if the heating or air conditioning in your place suddenly went haywire and your office got very, very hot or your home got very, very cold? Probably Most heating and air conditioning systems wouldn't damage diskettes, but in the old days, in the 5 1/4-inch floppy days, this was a real concern. A third problem of keeping things in your desk drawer is magnetism. Unless your desk is a steel desk, there's always stray magnetics floating around, and you never know what could harm a floppy disk. I've put floppy disks away in what I thought were secure places more than once, and come to use them years later, and they were unusable because stray magnetics had gotten to them, or heat had gotten to them, or humidity had gotten to them, something had gotten to them. Best thing to do with a freshly made backup is find a good place for it outside of the location of the computer. If you're backing up your home system, bring the diskettes to your office, or keep them with a friend, or at least put them in another room in the house. If you're backing up your office system, find another office, or bring them home. Don't leave them in your briefcase and walk around with them where you'll forget about them. Oh, I open my briefcase, I see floppy diskettes here. Gee, I don't know what's on them. Gee, all these dumb zip files, what was I thinking? I might as well erase them. Well, there goes your backup. Not a good plan. The right approach is to find a location away from the system that created the backups initially and store the backups thereat. Well, we've discussed the 4 points of a backup strategy and given you some ideas and some things to run with. Next time, we'll talk about the ins and outs of using WinZip to create a real backup of your system. For ACB Main Menu, I'm Steve Metzler.